Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Peter Thorne. Date of birth 9/26/1939. Date of procedure December 1st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Maria Harrington. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with biopsies. Next line, indication and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as a possible damage to lesions such as malignancy, were all assigned to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated by anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated lymphoidal gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advances your direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflex view was obtained at the cardia. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in the left lateral position. Period. The gastroscope exams were period. Well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or facility cecal valve and consequence of the false period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained. Retroflex view was not obtained of the rectum given the small rectal waltz. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 6,2-2-2. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Number one, end up for endoscopy. Number one, the esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the proximal mid and distal esophagus given dysphagia. Next line, there was a patent distal GEJ. Without any evidence of narrowing. Next line. The Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line, there was multiple fundal gland appearing polyps. Those that were larger than 1 centimeter were removed for histology. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of a polypoid segment of the duodenal sweep. This was biopsied for histology. Comma, this did not appear like a polyp, although it could have been a submucosal nodule, period. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. Otherwise, there was duodenal bulb erythema, which was biopsied for histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile cecal polyp that was removed with cold snare and polypectomy. Next line, there was pansite reticulosus colon. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were not bleeding. Next line. Plan. Next line. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll closely follow duodenal polypoid mucosal biopsies, comma. Given patient's age, would recommend discussion with patient at the visit with regards to repeat endoscopy versus endoscopic ultrasound for evaluation period. This will have to be a mutual discussion regarding next steps. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH period. We'll need discussion with patient, PCP. Cardiology, common neurology, as well as the GI team. Regarding risks and benefits of the procedure at that age. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.